Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB. And I encourage you to check out his index that he produces every month. It has been now since, was it 73, Bill? 72? I always forget. Is it
73.
Since 73. So we're in a 46th year. No, 44th year, I guess. 44th year of the index. And he's been sharing it with us for almost 16 years, and it's the monthly index of small business optimism. And don't forget, you can find it at the report, the summary, which is very handy, very easy to read, at nfib.com or smallbiz.org, S-B-U-S, smallbus.org, and also at my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Bill, the banks, the central banks around the world have really been not known what to do with the current situation we have. The Fed has made a lot of mistakes with their quantitative easing. They've shot all their bullets. They've created new bullets and shot them, more new bullets, different ones and shot them. Now they're working on a whole new thing that Europe is doing, that Japan is doing, called negative interest rates. And so tell us what you know about this. How much the Fed's considering them, and what it means. Have we ever had anything like this before?
Well, actually, we have had way back after the banks all failed in the Depression. We had negative interest rates, and I can explain it.
How does that even work?
That way, and it works this way. You lend $1,000 to the government, and you get a bond, right? $1,000 bond. You give them $1,000, they give you $1,000 bond, and then a year later, they give you $999 back. In other words, that's a negative interest rate. You paid the government to
a dollar
to borrow money from
to
you
to hold,
right?
Your money
instead of them paying you interest, you paid them money. Now, why did that happen back in the 1930s? Well, nobody trusted the banks after so many failed.
Right.
So everybody was looking for a safe place.
They were willing to pay a storage fee.
Right, exactly. They were looking for a safe place to put their money, and that was the government. And so the demand for bonds was so strong that, you know, basically you paid, you know, $1,001 for $1,000. Look at it that way. And that's a negative interest rate. So
but
the
now there are other places to put your money.
You
can put it
them.
You can put it in real estate. You can put it in the stock market, right?
You can lose it there. But, I mean, the Dow's only down 2,000 points this year, so.
Yeah, but still, that might be a good place to put your money now. Is the Fed considering negative rates now?
Well, they seem to be considering it because they asked the banks that they supervise to, you know, take a look at how they would handle a negative interest rate policy. So I'm sure they're thinking about it. Japan has it. There are negative interest rates popping up in Europe, too. The whole idea is that, you know, if they charge you to leave your money in the bank, you'll go spend it somehow or another. But, you know, that's just not going to work. I mean, we still have, you know, $2 trillion of excess reserves that banks could lend out if people wanted to borrow it. And once again, in our survey in January, you know, half of the people there said, you know, they have no interest in a
That's
loan.
That's right. And that
actually
hasn't changed in 7 years, has it?
Yeah, two-thirds if you count the full. Mm-hmm. If you include the people who didn't answer the question at all, like assuming they didn't want to.
But Bill, if we go to negative, never mind whether how it works, would it solve any problems? I mean, would it do anything for employment or for inflation? I mean, what would it do?
Well, I don't think it'll do anything. But their thought, you know, is that if you don't keep your money in the bank, you'll go buy something. And I think that's the silly thought. We'll just find a different place a store of money. Maybe people will start buying more gold coins and so on. They're going to hold their money somehow, not just go out and spend it. So it's not going to be particularly stimulative for the economy.
Is this historically low now? Japan's doing it. Japan has negative rates. Europe has negative rates. Has there been any indication of improvement as a result over there?
No.
They're contemplating something that we know doesn't work.
Well, that doesn't appear to work.
And we wonder why small businesses are not optimistic, Bill.
Yeah. Well, it's very confusing for people on Main Street trying to figure out
what
negative interest rate policy is.
Hashtag God help us, Bill.
More uncertainty.
Hey, Bill, good job today. Thanks for the report. Keep up the good work, and regardless of what the news looks like, and we'll see you next month.
Okay, sounds good to me.
Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.